We're starting the Mishnah on Pei Tes of Aleph. Ko Gagos Ha'ir Rishus Achas. All of the roofs, you have down their roofs were flat. And they used to use them and do things there. But not Kavua kind of Tashmishim like it did in Chatzar. So, and the roofs of many houses connected together. So from the top, it looked like all one common house. Underneath were different houses. So called Gagos Ha'ir Rishus Achas. All the roofs are considered one Rishus, and the Rabbanan never made a gzeira that you can't carry from one Rishus into another. They're all Rishus Hayochid. And they're all mixed together, and there's no iser of carrying from one to the other inside the roofs. Uvavad shaloi yagag gavoa asara onamuch asara. As long as one roof isn't higher 10 or lower 10 than the other one. Tosfos Yontif asks, l'chora, why did it have to say higher 10 or lower 10? If it's higher 10, the other one's lower. You can't have something that's higher if it's not lower. There are a lot of different terutzim, but that's not nogia for us. He has the kash. Divrei Meir, that's what Meir says, that you can carry from one roof to another. Again, if they're continuous, even though they belong to different people, that's not part of the gzeir of Erevin. As long as the roofs are on the same level and one is not 10 tfachim higher or lower than the other. The Chachamim omrim, kol echad ve'echad rishus b'tnei atzmo. The Chachamim all know that each roof is the rishus of the house underneath. And just like you can't carry from one house to the other, you can't carry from one roof to the other either. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echot Gagos, the Echot Chatzeros, the Echot Karfeifos, Rishus Achasim. Rabbi Shimon goes one step further, and he says, not only are all roofs considered one common Rishus, they're all Rishus Ayochid, and there's no Chilik Rishuyos that would ask you from carrying one to the other, but the same thing goes for a Gag, a Chotzer, and a Karfeif. All of these things, the Tashmish of them is not as Kavua as a house, and therefore, for Kalim that are found, for instance, in a Chotzer, there were Kalim in a Chotzer before Shabbos, so you're allowed to carry it in that Chotzer. There's only a Neiruv, even though there's a lot of people who own the Chotzer together. The Chotzer is a bona fide Rishus HaYochid, and there's no gzera of an Erev. The Erev is from the individual houses into the Chotzer. But in the Chotzer itself, you can carry whatever you want. So too, you can carry from one Chotzer, according to Reb Shimon, into another Chotzer. You have a lot of Chatzeros, open together, belonging to different people, different groups of people, whose houses surround each Chotzer. There's no issue of carrying from one Chotzer to the other, as long as you don't take from the houses into the Chotzer or vice versa. Not only that, if you have a Chotzer that opens into a Gag, somebody's house is low down and his roof is equal with your Chotzer, you can carry from the Chotzer into the Gag. And if there's a Karfeif opened, an area that's what's called not Hukaf Ladira, has Mechitzas, but it's not made for dwelling. So there also, the Rabbanan Asard carrying more than Beis Hasayim there, but within the Karfeif, if it's less than Beis Hasayim, you can carry. So you can carry from a Karfeif into an adjoining Chotzer, into an adjoining Gag. They're all considered one Rishus, and you don't need an Eruv to be able to carry from one of those Rishuyos to another. The Kalim Shishos V'Latochan. Kalim that were in these areas before Shabbos started, you can carry within those areas over Shabbos. The lola kalim sheshav subasoch abayis. However, if you had a kli that was in the house, and then it came into the chotzer, that's usher now to move that kli in the chotzer, since it originated in the house when Shabbos came in. So that's where you need an eruv. Without an eruv, you can't carry kalim from the house into the chotzer. and kelim that were carried into the chatzar can't be moved in the chatzar once they got into the chatzar. Okay, Rashi. Kol gagos shirishus achas afa pishu diurid chalukim lamata. Even though underneath the roof there's all different apartments. You have an apartment house. So underneath the roof there's 10 different apartments, different ownership. The shnei bnei adam hagago shein tashmishem tader ein bohem chilek rishos the kelim sheshavsu begag zeh mutar lotzim lezeh. Even though the underneath is different houses and pashtas, you wouldn't be allowed to carry from without an eruv from one house into the other, right? At least for sure, the Rambam holds like that. That part of the takkad of eruvin was not carrying from one rishus hayochid into a different ownership rishus hayochid, because people will think it's two different rishuyas. I can carry for rishus hayochid rishus rabbi. Others hold that from house to house you can carry without an eruv. It's just from a house to a chotzer that has common ownership that you can't carry. Because then people will say, well, this is Rishus HaYochid, and this is Rishus HaRabim. Even though it's both Rishus HaYochid, but this is a Rishus that has a lot of people, this is one person. And they'll get mixed up and think that that's what makes a difference between Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim. According to them, you have to say that that underneath the roofs also, there's what's called different Rishuyos that normally would be awesome. But the roof itself is continuous. And therefore, it's mutter to carry anything that was on the roof when Shabbos came in can be carried from one roof to the other. If one roof is 10 tefachim higher or 10 tefachim lower than the other roof, then you can't carry from one roof to the other. And the Gemara explains the reason. The Chachamim Romrim, Kol Echad Ve'Echad Rishus Li'atzmo, V'Imlo Irvu Diurin Shlamata, Osu L'Talpu Mizel L'Zeh. And the Rabbanan all know that each roof is a different Rishus, just like the Rishuyos underneath. And if you didn't make an Eruv underneath, you can't carry from one God to the other. Reb Shimon Mekel Bikula. Reb Shimon goes even further to be Mekel. The Omar Chatzeros, the Gagos, the Karthefos, Sheinim Yosri de Sosayim. If you have a Gag, a Chotzer, or a Karthe, and they're not larger than Beis Sosayim, Hoil the Kulan, Ein Tashmish and Miyuchad, the Tadir, since the Tashmish of these places is not Kavua like a house, Rishus Achasein, they all have a din of one Rishus, Umetalkli Mizelazer, Afil Michotzer Shorabim, Michotzer Shorabim. Even from one chotzer that belongs to these 10 people to another chotzer that belongs to a different 10 people, still you're allowed below eruv. The less eruv shimon eruv echatzeros elamishum heter kli abayis. The only reason you have to make eruv echatzeros is not to carry from the chotzer to the chotzer, but to carry from the bayis to the chotzer, or the chotzer to the bayis. The kelim sheshavsu besochan, kelim sheshavsu beechad mehen. Kalim that were in one of these Rishuyos before when Shabbos started, you can carry into any one of these other Rishuyos that are continuous to it. Right. However, if let's say Chotzer Aleph made an Eruv, you have five houses opened into Chotzer Aleph, and they made an Erev, so they can carry into their chotzer, from any of the houses, into the chotzer. Because they're all considered now like one big Rishus. Chotzer Aleph opens into Chotzer Beis. And chotzer, they didn't make an Erev with Chotzer Beis. So then, what's it called? It's Osir to take from that chotzer into another chotzer. In lo irvu beis ha-chatzeros yachad. And then if they're poruts, the Miluam or whatever, it could be Osir, even the original one. But if you have a wall between two Chatzeres with a Pesach, and they didn't make an Erev together, so the people in Chotzer Aleph can carry from their house into their Chotzer, but the Kalim that they carried into their Chotzer can't be carried now into Chotzer B. But kelim that were in a chatzar aleph when Shabbos started can be carried into chatzar beis without an eruv. Okay. Yosef Abaye bar Ovin, Rabbi Chanina bar Ovin, Yosef Abaye Gabayu, Abaye bar Ovin and Rabbi Chanina bar Ovin, brothers, were sitting, and Abaye, the regular Abaye, was with them. So we have Abaye bar Ovin, Abaye, and Rabbi Chanina bar Ovin. The Yashli the Kamre, and they were sitting and learning this sugya. Bishlama Rabbanan Savre, Kishem Kshi Diurim Chalukim Lamata, Kach Diurim Chalukim Lamal. I understand the svar of the Rabbanan. They hold that just like the houses are separate Rishuyos, underneath, the roofs on top follow the Rishus of what's underneath. And therefore, just like you did in Erev to carry from house to house, you need an Eruv to carry from roof to roof. Ela Reb Meir Maikasavr. What does Reb Meir hold? Ikasavr kishem shediurim chalukim lamata, kach diurim chalukim lamala, amai rishus achase. If he holds the same thing, that the top goes after the bottom, just like the bottom is different ownerships, the top is also considered different rishuyos, then why is it all one rishus? Why don't you need an Eruv to carry from roof A to roof B, just like you have an Eruv to carry from house A to house B? The Ikasavra Ein Chalukim, the Cholamala Measora Rishus Achasi, right? And if he holds that they're not considered Cholam, since the roof is usually 10 Tvachim above the ground level, because if it's not 10 Tvachim above the house level, the house is not a house. A house that's less than 10 tefachim high is not livable. So obviously, the minimum height of a roof is 10 tefachim. And therefore, since this is 10 tefachim off of ground level, it's what's it called? It's not considered a rishus by itself, and therefore it's all considered one rishus. So if that's the case, afilu gad gavu asorah, the namach asorah nami. That's the case, then even a roof 10 tefachim higher or 10 tefachim lower should also have the same halacha. Because since we're saying anything above ground level, 10 tefachim, doesn't have a din of a rishus by itself, what difference does it make if it's 10 tefachim or 20 tefachim? Rashi? No. Omer lo Abaye, lo shmiya lechu. So Abaye said to the two brothers, didn't you hear hod omer Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi? Didn't you hear what Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi omer hoyer Rav Meir? That he said in the name of Rav Meir, that Rav Meir used to say, "Kol makom shatamotzei shtei rishuyos, v'hein rishus achas." That the reason enoch enami, Rav Meir holds that anything above 10 tefachim is one rishus, but there's still a problem. Why higher or lower is a problem? So really, you should be able to carry from all the roofs, since they're higher than 10 tefachim, no matter what. But Rav Meir used to say that whenever you have two rishuyos, and they're one really one rishus, but they look like two rishuyos, kigal, amud b'shus hayochid, gavoa asara v'rochav dalet. You have a post in rishus hayochid that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. Now, if that post would have been in rishus harabim, it's a rishus hayochid. It itself is a rishus hayochid. It's now in rishus hayochid, so it's surely rishus hayochid. So you have a Rishus HaYochid surrounding a post, which is also a Rishus HaYochid. It's all one big Rishus HaYochid. Also, the Katip Olam, you're not allowed to put something down on that post. Even though you're in a Rishus HaYochid, it's your own personal Rishus HaYochid, and you're putting something down, that's also a Rishus HaYochid. It's also Gzeira Mishum Tel Rishus HaRabim. Because we're afraid that if you let this guy put down something in Rishus HaYochid, he's going to say, I can do the same thing in Rishus HaRabim. And I can put down my packages on a tail that's 4 tefachim wide, 10 tefachim high in Rishus HaRabim. And that's carrying from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. So we don't let you do it in Rishus HaYochid, because you may come to do it in Rishus HaRabim. Achinami, gzeira mishum tail b'Rishus HaRabim. So l'chora, then you shouldn't be able to put something down on your table in your house, according to this. So, many Rishonim say this is only in an unroofed place. Then you could make a mistake between that Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. But inside a house, under a roof, there's no way that you're going to make a mistake between something under a roof and Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, which has no roof. Because if Rosh Hashanah Rabbah had a roof, it wouldn't be Rosh Hashanah Rabbah anymore. That's one. Others say that even outside, it comes out in your backyard. If you have a pad, a table, you can put something down on the table. Right? If it has the dimensions of Arba, by Arba, it's 10 Tvachim high. They say, no, it's only something that is not kavua, right, like an amud. Where there you can make a mistake with a tail in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. But something that's a kli, that's kavua, in that place, we're not afraid that you're going to make a mistake between that and a tail. You see what the, some other tevuchim that they say here? It's chilukim. Aside from the fact that many hold the halach is not like mayor anyway. So it doesn't make a difference. La loch. But even according to Reb Meir, let me just find out anything. Let me see here. The Rashba, here, yes, okay. The Rashba holds that the only Isser is not in a regular Rosh Hashanah Yachid. The other Rishonim that we mentioned these answers say an Echanami. In a regular Rosh Hashanah Yachid, this would be Isser. The Rashba says we're not talking about a regular Rosh Hashanah Yachid. We're talking about a chotzer that didn't make an Eruv, which is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but it's Aser to carry from the bayis into the chotzer. In a chotzer shalom Eruv, right, where there's different Rishuyos in the chotzer, there this is Aser. But in a chotzer that was an Eruv, or in a regular Rosh Hashanah Yachid that belongs to one person, this Gzera never applied. The Gzera only applied to a chotzer where you could carry Kalim in the Chatzar, because you didn't make an Eruv, just can't carry him into the house. There, this Gzeira of Reb Meir, because here it looks like Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, because it's a Chatzar that doesn't have an Eruv, that you can't carry from the house into it. So here, there's a Svara to say that if you let people put things down into another Rosh Hashanah Yachid, in this, they'll do that the same thing in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. But in a regular Rosh Hashanah Yachid, people won't make a mistake. That's the Rashba. Because the kasha they ask, the question they ask is, if that's the case, you can't put the Sefer Torah down on the bima. The bima is Rosh Hashanah Yachid. How in the world do we take the Sefer Torah out of our kodesh and put it on our bima? Yeah, whatever. It's impossible. You can't put anything on the table. So again, some say in a chanami, going to Reb Meir or Biyosir, but we don't pass like Reb Meir. Some say we do pass like Reb Meir. It's only unroofed, or only a chotzer shein mureves. Or the other one, where it's an amud, dafkin amud, but not something that's a kli, kavua, whatever different. Right. In other words, if it's not a post, then you could have a tail in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, which is similar. But if it's a table, a bima, nobody's making a mistake between putting something on a bima and putting something on a tail in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, and there usually aren't bimas sitting in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. So it's only dafka tail or whatever. Okay. Makom shatamotz, kol makom shatamotz ishter reshuyos, Rashi, shol nedes kolachas levada, which each one stands alone, vehein reshus achas, shem achas lahen, shishtem reshus ayochit, they're the same name, two separate rishuyos in the same rishus. Kigon omud, gavoa sora b'chotzer, like a post that's 4 tvachim wide, 10 tvachim high, in a chotzer, asur lekatif alav min hachotzer. You're not allowed to put things on it from the chotzer. The afapi rishus, rishus, chotzer ol ad l'rakia. Even though the chotzer is rishus ayachid that goes ad l'rakia. So the same ground, rishus ayachid, is the same rishus ayachid 10 tvachim high. So the Amid is swallowed up by the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Gzeira mishum tel gavoa yud b'Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, the havi Rosh Hashanah Yachid, the lo leisei l'ktufi alein. Because we're afraid that if we let him do this in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, he'll do it in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. With the perushim that we said. Okay. Achinami, Gzera mishum tel b'shus harabim. Same thing over here. Enachinami. All these reshuyas are one reshus. But if one roof is higher or lower than the other, we're afraid that if we let him put it on the higher roof, which is a different reshus hayachid, that people may put things in reshus harabim on a different reshus hayachid. And therefore this fits into the gzera. Okay. Savr minah, afilu machteshes, afilu gigis. Omer lu abaya, hachi omer mar, lo omer ab meir, elo amud. Va'amas arei chayim, ho avadim kovei elohem makom. Rashi. Amas arei chayim, ko binyan, amadas arei chayim, makom moshoven, korle amas arei chayim. The place, the foundation, where you put the mill, that's called Amas Arichayim. What? It's a place that you, what's it called, like a mortar and a pestle. It's a place that you bang things on, that you crush things. So these things also have a din of Rishus HaYochid. So I might think they're also Aser. So now only things that people are Koveyam Makom, that people could make a mistake and think that you could take from this makom to this makom. But other things are not awesome. Not a gigis, not a machteshes. I vary koso, shebein beis chatzeros de kavua. I lechora, I'll show you that what's it called? The wall between two chatzeros, which is taka kavua, v'om rav Yehuda, kishetim tzil omar, ledivri rav Meir, Gagin reshus liatzman, chatzeros reshus liatzman, karthefos reshus liatzman. Right, this is Rashi. Hoyel vodim kovel and makom the domel the tail. Since they're kavua, they like a tail in reshus harabim, something kavua. But something's not kavua there, like a table, something that you move around, there it's not domed to a tail in reshus harabim. V'am rav Yehuda l'kam b'pirkin, v'shetim tzilomar, when you will look into the different shitas in this Mishnah, it'll come out the following conclusions. Chatzeros reshus liatzman, umetzaltim michotzer shorabim, lechotzer shorabim, below Eruv. Reb Meir holds, not like Reb Shimon, that all the reshuyas are considered one, but each reshus is considered a reshus to itself. So all gagos are one reshus. All chatzeros are one reshus, and all karpethos. But you can't carry from a gag to a chotzer, or a chotzer to a karpeth, but you can carry from one gag to another, or one chotzer to another. Umetzaltim mechotzer shorabim, chotzer shorabim. You can carry from chotzer A to chotzer B, even though they're owned by different people. Below Eruv, the chen shalyochid. The same thing goes from one person's chotzer to another person's chotzer. The chihechi d'omer of Meir, gagos reshus achas hein, shamini minah, the chatzeros nomi reshus achas, shari ein tashmishan miyuchad kebatim, v'domo legagim, avu migag lechotzer lo, kediktani, uvavad shlo ye gag, gavo mechevero, asora, the chosken, migag lechotzer. So, what's it called? So, Rav Yehuda said, that according to Reb Meir, he's makel not as much as Reb Shimon, but he's makel more than the Rabban. And he holds, just like all roofs are one reshus, all chatzeros are one reshus to themselves. And all karfeifos are one reshus. If that's the case, but you can't carry, you can carry therefore from one gag to another, as long as it's not higher or lower, because then it's like carrying to a different reshus in the same reshus, and that's a gzeira. That Rameir made a gzeira. It's come out that if you have two chatzeros, right, you could carry from one chotzer to the other, according to Rameir. So now we'll see what the problem is. So if a Rameir would hold that you can carry from one gag to another, but not where it's a different reshus, then what is Rameir going to do with two chatzeros that have a wall between them? They're all considered one reshus, but the wall is a separate reshus hayachid in that one reshus. you shouldn't be allowed to carry from the chutzner to the wall. We'll see what Rameir said. So, Lechara, what does that mean, that you're allowed to carry from one chatzer to the other? Usually there's a wall that separates chatzeros. Mashma, the Reb Meir would hold, according to Reb Yehuda, you could carry from one chatzer to the other one over the wall. But Lechara, the wall is a separate rishos. It's like carried from one roof to another one that's 10 tefachim higher. And that, Reb Meir says, is aser because of his gzeira that maybe you'll carry from Rishus HaRabim to a tail in Rishus HaRabim. Lechara, you see over here that he's matter to carry from chatzer to chatzer over a wall. Same thing as carrying from one roof to another 10 tefachim higher. So why should that be okay? Amrav Huna bar Yehuda, Amrav Sheish is low. Lahachnis also derech psachim. Enachinami. Reb Meir would hold you couldn't carry over the wall. And smash from here that even if you don't put things down on the wall, but carrying from one rishos over another rishos into a third rishos, that's mutter, Reb Meir also would hold his asur. Okay, even if you don't put it down. Because we're afraid that you'll carry from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaRabim, derech Rishus HaYochid. That's also asur. Right? The asur carrying derech Rishus HaYochid, even though you didn't put it down Rishus HaYochid, because we're afraid maybe you will. So this all was part of that gzeira. So the Neila, the Gemara says, no, it's not talking where you're going to carry over the wall. It's talking where you're going to carry through windows in the wall. And those windows don't have dimensions of Rishus HaYochid. And for whatever reason, they're not Chorei Rishus HaYochid. The Neila, there's no problem. They're not Cholek Rishus Liatzma. Rashi. My love. The fact that Reb Meir holds that all chatziris are one rishos, so you can carry from one chatzir into another one, and usually a chatzir has a wall between it. Doesn't it mean that Reb Meir was matter to carry over the wall? V'lo gozer mishum tail. And you see, he didn't make a gzera, that we're afraid that if we let him carry over this wall, that he may put things down on a wall in Rishus HaRabim. Alma gagavoa v'nonuch taimachrinu. So he can't say that the reason why he holds it, if one roof is 10 tefachim higher than the other, the reason you can't carry then because of the gzeira mishum tel b'shus harabit. Because by chatzeres he doesn't make that gzeira. In yesh ahu v'karpet in yesh he also be beis hasayim metalk mizela zeh toch dal. Right, the karpet, even if it's more than beis hasayim, you can carry from one karpet to another one as long as you don't carry more than four tefachim. The issur is not from karpet to karpet. The issur is that if it's more than beis hasayim, you're not allowed to carry more than dalet amos in the karpet. But if you have two karpetos adjoining, you can take from this one to this one as long as you don't go more than four amos. Metalkum tutul gomer, ava mehen lechatzeros lo, delo domu lechatzeros, lechatzeros reshus, shutvis karpet reshus hayochid. But from a chotzer to a karpet, there are mehen rolls us. The chachonim omrim, so that's like Gemara says no. Enochinami, according to Reb Meir, you wouldn't be allowed to carry from chatzar to chatzar over a wall, but through the psachim you could. The chachonim omrim kol echad echad rishus b'fnei atzmo. Itmar Rav Omar ein metaltlin bo ela b'dalat ames u'shmuel Omar mutl taltl b'kula. So now you have these roofs. So what are you allowed to carry on the roof? Each roof is a rishus by itself. So what can you carry on the roof? Rav Omar in Metalklin L'Rabbonin B'gaga Somach L'Chavero Ela B'dal Ramos T'kivan D'Rabbonin Kol Echad Rishus L'Hatzvon V'hein Prutzim Zelazer Osrin Zelazer D'Avedei Rishus Prutza B'milu L'Makam Osrba. So you can't carry more than four Amos on any roof. Because Lamaisa, what's it called, what you have is like this. The top is just like the bottom. On the bottom, okay, if you have two Rishuyos open one to the other, and you didn't make an Eruv, so both Rishuyos are also. because they're opened up completely into an area they can't carry. So something that's porous mimiluo to an area you can't carry in that area either. So till Arbamas you can carry. More than Arbamas you can't. So on no roof, according to Rav, can you carry more than Arbamas, because they're all opened into the other roofs, which you also can't carry from them to one to the other. And Shmuel holds no. Shmuel Omar, Mutu Latalka Bekulo. You can carry on any one roof the whole roof, even though it's opened into another roof. So now the Gemara says, the Mechitzos Hanikaros Dekule Amalo Plige. If the Mechitzos of the houses, there's a separation between the houses, and there's a wall around each roof, but the walls are continuous, then for sure, each roof is not Paritz Mimiluo to the other roof. There's mechitzas around each roof. So then each roof is like a chatzar by itself, and you can carry in the chatzar as much as you want. There, Rav doesn't argue. There, Rav also holds, you can carry on that whole roof, because it's not opened into another roof that you can't carry into. Ki plige b'mechitzos she'enu nikaros. Where the argument is, where there's no mechitzas that go up and extend beyond the roof. The mechitzas underneath, are there. But there's the houses are mamish one next to the other. So the roofs look continuous. So even though the mechitzas of the house, if you extend them up, would separate between roof to roof, but they're not nicker. If you're standing on the roof, or you see one continuous area, you don't see mechitzas. So some hold that even if the houses are a little bit apart, but you can't look down and see 10 tfachim of wall, that's also called eino nikaros. But surely, if they're close, so close together that you can't look down and see the mechitzas of the house at all, you see just flat roof with a crack maybe, then that's called mechitza sheino nikaros. So there, Rav holds mechitza sheino nikaros and not mechitza. Even though min haTorah, well, the machlokas really, maybe tomorrow we'll mention it, right? Whether this is min haTorah, only drabonan, there's like three different shitas about mechitza sheino nikaros. But whatever Rav holds for this, mechitza sheino nikaros don't help. And therefore, since you can't see the mechitzas, even though they're there, and really you could extend them up, good asik, to Adlat Shamay, but they're not visible, they don't have a halacha of separating the roofs. And therefore it's asur, it's considered as if it's parut, b'miluo, and therefore it's asur. So Rav Amar Emetat Limbo, Ela B'dal Ramas, Lo Amar Gud Asik Mechitzta, by a mechitza sheinu nukeres, you don't say good asik. Shmuel Omar, mutar l'talkel b'kulo, damrin and good asik mechitza. Because we say good asik, even if the mechitza is not nicker. You know the mechitza is down there, and it extends up, what's it called? Adla Shamayim, even though you can't see the mechitza that's extending up, it still extends up. Rashi, Mutar talta bakulo, shemechitzo, samadilos, lamata, minadiurin, amrin and good. Askinu lamala, the afid benea. The walls of the houses underneath are considered like they go straight up, and even though you can't see them, they're a good mechitza. The mechitza sanikoros, shein habakin mechuborim, right? Mechutza manikoros are, the houses are not connected, the eshavir beneahem, and there's a space between. If you're standing on the roof and you look down, you can see the walls. And some hold you have to be able to see 10 tefachim of the walls, not just the top of the wall. Like an omid, Mishus HaYochid goes up, Ad L'Shamayim. Keep pligi b'shein mechitzas nikaros. Shagagim mechuborim yachad. U'mechashim ha-mechitzas shebein adyurim. Where the roofs are mamish continuous. and there's no crack. You can't look down. So you can't see the mechitzas of the houses underneath coming up. Lo amrin in gurasik b'chi I gavta. So that's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel, where the mechitzas and nikaros, you say gurasik, and the nailer they separate the roofs, or you don't say gurasik, and it's all one roof, parts, one to the other, and therefore they're all aser more than galah.